For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska is calling on fellow lawmakers to come up with innovative ideas on how to combat climate. That following a just-released alarming report from the Trump administration, which is at odds with the president's personal stance on climate change. Sasse tells Fox News Sunday.
Right now, you don't hear a lot of the people who put climate as their number one issue. You don't hear a lot of them offering constructive, innovative solutions for the future. It's usually just a lot of alarmism.
The report warns that the planet's coastlines will permanently alter, droughts and storms will worsen, and there will be outbreaks of dangerous diseases due to temperatures rising. Three more Chicago police officers will go on trial this week for the killing of black teenager Laquan McDonald. Dashcam video shows officer Jason Van Dyke firing 16 shots at McDonald. He's already been convicted of murder. The other three are accused of lying after the fact to protect Van Dyke from prosecution. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the approval.